If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Before we deal with the law of miscellaneous nature, which is the topic today, and inshallah in the upcoming episodes, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Sistani.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani comes from the family of scholars and pious men. He learned theological and rational sciences from many eminent and well-known religious scholars. At the age of 5, His Eminence started learning the Holy Quran. He was then admitted in a religious center for reading, writing, and for learning basic mathematics and geography. In the beginning of 1360 Hijri, he started studying basic Hausa lessons. He also studied a number of books on philosophy like Sharh Manzuma Sabzawari and Sharh Ashraq. Meanwhile, he attended Kharij lectures by the late Mirza Mehdi Ashtiani and the late Mirza Hashim Qazwini. In the late 1368 Hijri, he migrated to Qum to accomplish his studies in fiqh and usul. His Eminence left Qum for Najaf al-Ashraf. On having arrived in Najaf, he began attending Qayatullah Khoi and Sheikh Hussain Hilli's lectures in jurisprudence and the fundamentals of jurisprudence. In 1380 Hijri, Ayatollah Sistani traveled back to his hometown, the holy city of Mashhad, expecting to stay and settle down there. In the same year, he was awarded a permit by Imam Al-Khoi and another by Sheikh Hilli, certifying that he had attained the level of ijtihad, that is, deduction of legal judgment in matters of religion.
Sheikh Javid, let me start this episode with this question. Is it permissible, according to Ayatollah Sistani, to work in a supermarket, a market, or a department store, whatever, that belongs to a non-Muslim?
Obviously, it is permissible for a Muslim to work in such places.
Right.
And I know there is no other place for to work, you know. Of course, there are places, but one of the places where Muslims end up in the West mm-hmm. working
yes.
is these department stores.
Yes.
Yeah, they sell different things, you know. but it depends on what you sell. You might want to sell, for example, alcohol or
yes.
or pork, which are not permissible to sell. You know, Islam strictly prohibits selling alcohol and alcoholic beverages.
But these stores don't accept their workers or salespeople to, for example, exempt a few articles from the departments. You can't say to your employer, for example, that I can't sell these stuff and then I still maintain the job.
Mm. You know, maybe you're not alone in as the sales agent. Mm-hmm. You're not the only person working there.
Right.
So you can leave the job of selling alcohol or haram stuff to a partner, to a colleague.
Yes.
He will do the job for you. But when it comes to halal things, of course, you can do it yourself.
I see. How about working as a security, for example, for some not really, renowned places. I mean, notorious places for Muslims, such as casinos, bars.
This is a question which is very frequently asked by Muslims,
mm-hmm.
And who are willing to do jobs. They cannot find jobs, and they suspect whether their job is halal or not. Because, for example, there are job vacancies in places like casinos and clubs, you know.
Yes.
Now, as a Muslim, they wonder whether it is permissible to work there or not. Of course, it is. Grand Ayatollah Sistani says that it is permissible. And the income, the money that you receive as salary from the casino or from the employer is halal. You know, because you are not doing anything haram. You are just standing outside a building, protecting the premise, mm-hmm. okay, and protecting the building and trying to regulate the traffic, okay, and things like that. So you are not involved in any haram activity. You are just trying to protect the area, to regulate the traffic, the flow of the traffic, and things like that. So your income is halal in this scenario as well.
Oh, how about working inside a casino or a bar?
Of course, it's not permissible. It's not permissible to do work inside the casino, because there you will have to help the gamblers
mm-hmm.
gambling.
Yes.
And of course, it's not permissible to do any task associated or dealing with gambling. Whether you are playing chess or cards or anything, or any kind of game involving betting, involving gambling, is absolutely forbidden. So it's not permissible for a Muslim to work inside a bar, inside a casino. And even if you are not doing anything to help the people,
yes.
as a Muslim, if you work there, it's going to be degrading for a Muslim.
Yes.
It will damage his reputation working inside a bar.
It's beneath a Muslim actually to work in such areas or areas of activities.
That's the main point, you know.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away, stick around.
The Office of Ayatollah Sistani is currently providing the following services. 1. Board of Istifta, replying to religious questions. 2. Helping the poor, needy, homeless, and those who have suffered losses by earthquakes and floods. 3. Sending books for people who want to understand and learn Islam. 4. Hajj delegation. 5. Sending preachers. Board of Istifta is a link between Ayatollah Sistani and people. It provides them with answers to questions pertaining to religious, ideological, social, and educational matters in accordance with the verdicts and rulings of Ayatollah Sistani. For more information, visit the website of Ayatollah Sistani at www.sistani.org. You can also ask your questions through the following email, english@sistani.org.
back to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our dear guest speaker. Sheikh Javid, you know, before the break, I asked you whether it is permissible to work inside and outside of certain, places of work, such as a casino or a bar. But how about brothels? We all know that this is something quite abhorring to the Muslims.
Yeah.
All right? It's very, very unpleasant.
Yeah.
Is it permissible to work as a, for example, security for the brothels? You're not engaged in anything or the activities which are haram, basically, inside it.
Yeah, this is a very, rare kind of question that may be directed to His Eminence. But, a brothel is no different from,
a casino.
A casino. Both of them are haram.
Yes.
You know?
Gambling.
You cannot work inside a brothel. It is absolutely forbidden to do anything and dealing with a brothel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, working outside a building, without having the intention to help or promote, the haram act, to promote prostitution, to promote promiscuity, to promote obscenity, and such activities, you don't have such intention. You are outside working, protection of the building, as a guard man, as a guard.
But the money comes from the manager or the president of, for example, that brothel or casino, which we call promiscuous acts or unpleasant acts and ritually impure activities, according to Islam, right?
You're right. You can say that you're right when it comes to the money that is generated, but of course, the money that comes that he might receive may not be that haram money, because that person who gives him money may have received, this is a possibility, this is a chance.
Uh-huh.
He may have received the money from a halal source or from someone else, not from the casino, from gambling, or from any other haram sources. So it's very much likely that the money might have come from other sources, from other sources. Just like now, for example, the same question may apply to a wife who says, okay, my husband is a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, he sometimes goes out to casinos, he gambles, he plays chess and so on and so forth. He does haram things. And I suspect that the money he gives me as maintenance, as nafaqah, might be haram, This mm-hmm. This is possibility,
Yes.
Now, Ayatollah Sistani says, the money given to you by your husband is halal. Don't try to investigate or do a research. Don't ask him whether the money you give me is halal or haram. The money given to you is halal, So the same is the case with a guard working outside a building. The money he receives is halal. He does not have to suspect, even if he suspects, he should not act based on his suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How about the permissibility or impermissibility, according to Ayatollah Sistani, of, transportation, like transporting as a taxi driver or a bus driver or whatever to a casino or a bar or even a brothel?
You're right. This is also one of the frequently asked questions. Of course, Ayatollah Sistani, again, says that it is permissible for a taxi driver, a Muslim taxi driver, to take passengers, to pick up passengers from the roadsides and take them to their destinations. And now he doesn't have to do anything with where those people go. They might end up going to the casinos, to those brothels or haram places.
Wonderful activities.
But they might even go to a nearby place, a nearby place, He gives the address of a casino, but he does not go inside. He might go somewhere else near the casino.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, Muslim taxi drivers can take such people to their destinations regardless of where they go and what they do and what their jobs are and what they are going to do. Of course, the money given to them is halal.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you for listening to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن.